And this is Heather.
And this is Conspiracies Unlocked.
And today we are going to be counting down the most intriguing moments from the most recent November 13th, 2024 congressional hearing, where the witnesses were from the government officials, including the military intelligence. And
talking about UAP, UAP disclosure hearing.
So this is a follow-up to the one that we previously done episode.
It starts on episode 86?
No, 61.
No, I'm pretty sure it's 68. But anyway, so we did the whole, it was several parts where Heather went through the whole hearing and wrote down all the notes and really did a whole play by play of what happened, because that was a huge deal. The government's coming out and saying, yes, we have unidentified aerial phenomenon that is going on, and all the conspiracy people are not crazy. So we love that. And then they did, dismissed or whatever that hearing, and
they talked a lot that they couldn't say because of a skiff. They had to go in a skiff.
And a lot of thing in a skiff is where it's like a padded soundproof room, and so a lot of things happened that were confidential. So they did have a lot of questions that they needed to like go and do their homework and then come back. And this is them reconvening almost a year and a half later. And they just did that on November 13th. So they had the whole follow-up disclosure hearing. So, and it's all the same people, I believe, right?
There are some, that's actually different people. It's some of the same people, but different. I think there's only a couple that are the same.
So instead of Heather just like breaking down every little thing that everybody said, she heard it all and decided to just do the top 10, like shocking, like, oh my God, revelations of this updated hearing.
Yeah, so these are the top 10 moments, and we're going to start with number 10, and we're going to start
with... I'm excited.
I know. So we're going to start with Nancy Mace, and Nancy Mace is a Republican. She is an American politician who has been with the U.S. representative for South Carolina, the first congressional district since 2021. And her district includes East Coast, obviously, Charleston to Hilton Head Island. And fun fact, I've been to Hilton Head Island.
Does that have to do with the Hiltons?
I don't think so, but it's really pretty, and there's lots of little black crabs on the beach, and I got pizza there.
That's fun.
It was nice. So she's doing a good job. It's really clean, and it's really nice.
Good.
So,
but you didn't go there in 2021. You went there.
Oh yeah, no, this was like in 2013.
So whoever it was in 2013, great job.
So she starts out strong. She started out by calling out the Department of Defense, stating that non-human intelligence is not only does exist, but she went on to say that non-human intelligence has been interacting with humanity. And these interactions have been many over the course of decades, years, and that it's nothing new. And no amount of outside pressure would keep her from pursuing a subject to ground, come hell to high water.
So I can just picture it in her North Carolina accent. Who was the guy during the UAP hearing that we loved?
South Carolina.
Who was the guy that we liked from Texas, I believe? Remember?
Burchett. Tennessee.
I loved him. What was it? Larry or David Burchett?
I think it was Timothy Burchett.
And he's like, hey, y'all. And y'all come back now. Hell or high water.
I love him. So she really went out like with the bang, saying basically they know that it's true. So like, let's get some
answers
here. Like,
yeah,
let's stop this whole skiff bullshit and let's do it.
Let's talk about it. Yeah.
So she said that the hearing had been convened in the interest of transparency to the American taxpayers.
Good.
Because the thing with that is Mace noted that the Pentagon has failed 6 consecutive audits, and they have never successfully passed an audit.
Wow.
So that means...
why are they auditing us if they haven't figured out how to, like, pass their own audit?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And they audit the taxpayers every year, like, you know? Like, not, I mean, not everybody, well, but yeah, they do, like, randomly audit. And I've heard it's hell. Yeah. Not on wood, that I never have to deal with that.
But the thing is, like, when they're auditing, like, the Pentagon, that is, like, that's the taxpayer's money.
Yeah.
And so what are they doing with our money that we pay into? What programs is this going to? Is this really going where they say it's going?
Exactly.
Or what's really happening? So she's calling them out.
Good.
So I thought that was, like, a really good moment to note. And she actually added to this, stating that this is a runaway of overclassification of documents and materials and a reluctance to declassify materials when appropriate, and at times outright refusal to share critical information with Congress.
Which is crazy, and I'm pretty sure illegal. And
but this is our government.
But things. Yeah, so I mean, so. I don't know, but I will tell you about the declassification process and all that. There are, so I get a lot of my episode notes from the government website of documents that have been declassified from the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, Operation Popeye, like all these different like government operations that were, you know, in the 50s or the 60s when they're saying like, oh, peace, like this war isn't real or you know, whatever they're saying. Yeah. Like not that it's not real, but it's like stupid. It's because of this conspiracy or this conspiracy. That's, and everyone thought that they were all like crazy hippies and this and that. And it's like all silently, it's all gotten declassified. So you're able to actually just go on the government website and there is the Freedom of Information Act, mm-hmm. and you can go to their website and you can just search Operation Popeye and everything, all the memos, all this stuff, and you can start piecing it together and you're like, oh my God, these little hippies from the 60s are like, free love, peace, we're just trying to like, whatever, the government's trying to, whatever conspiracy it was then, it was never a conspiracy, and there's so much declassified.
Probably chemtrails, because that started right after World War
II. In the
40s,
yeah. So, and that is part of Operation Popeye with the cloud seeding, and that's all on there. And it's like, but people, they declassify it without really like, you know, it's not a big thing. Oh, let's go tell the world. So
no, you have to look
you
for
have
it.
To go look for it, but it's there, like, and it's almost like once it hits like 50 years, it becomes declassified, or maybe it's because of things like this that they have to declassify information, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And I know that that's what started the UAP thing, was because the things that happened in what Roswell got declassified, and then people started to dig, and it was like, okay, now we have to have a whole hearing about it. And that's what kind of jump-started all this.
Also, another reason why I think that we got more disclosure is because more and more sightings were happening, and now we're in the age of like technology.
Yeah.
So it's really easy for like the average person to see something, and if they have their phones or whatever, they film it. And then, yeah, some of it, obviously, it's not all real. It could be fake. But there's just too much out there that they had to address it somewhat, because you can't just keep pushing it under the rug. People are like, I have this video. Like,
yeah,
thousands of people have seen something. You have, and not just the regular people like us, like the civilians, but military pilots.
And not just, and people are like, oh, aliens only visit the USA. No, there's sightings in India. They're all over the place.
We're going to get into a sighting.
It's not just United States. I mean, I know that here in the United States, they try to keep us in this little bubble and people can't really see outside the United States, but it's happening everywhere, not just the United States.
That is a fact.
Yeah, it's not just Roswell. It's everywhere.
Yeah, and they do confirm that. And because, I mean, I say this is confirmation because this is a testimony under perjury of the law. And my source is the actual hearing that was, you know, televised on YouTube.
So
and
you guys
all
can
over.
Go watch it too and everything. But I just wanted to say that about the, like, I don't think that people understand about the Freedom of Information Act that all these things are actually online. Mm-hmm. So all these people that are like, oh, this isn't real, it's online. Like, you can find it through the government website.
Well, they've also created platforms where people can go and report sightings.
Oh, yeah, but they've had that forever. Those are fun.
We'll get into that, too. So the next one on the list is a number 9. And a number 9 speaker is Luis Elizondo. And he is known for being formerly employed by the United States Army Counterintelligence, the Office of the under the Secretary of Defense for Intelligence. He was the director of the now defunct Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And
when do you know any years about any of that?
When it was defunct.
When it was happening. Just I mean, recently, I've never even heard of that.
Just, we talked a little bit about it, and we talked about Aero also on the last hearing.
Okay.
So the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, it's also known as ATIP, and that is what he was associated with. He is also associated with the Pentagon, he's not associated with the Pentagon.
Really quickly, because I just wanted to Google it really quick just for information. So it was terminated in 2012, and they didn't even acknowledge the program until 2017.
Yeah.
And they even talk about Elizondo and stuff. Oh, you're probably going to go through that then, maybe.
He was the director.
Yeah. So that's why I'm seeing it really quick. I just did a quick little Google search just to see. Mm-hmm. Go on. Sorry.
No, that's
it was only formed in 2007. I mean, it was very short lived. $22 million for 5 years. So they gave him $22 million or whoever. And it was for 5 years. And once the 5 years was up, they were done, I guess.
And if you read here, it was a secret program.
Yeah.
It's listed as a legal status was secret program. So it was
secret.
Secret until it wasn't anymore.
Type was United States Governmental Study. That's very interesting. And until 2017, nobody even knew it was there. Spooky.
Very spooky. So,
and we didn't have to wait 50 years for the Freedom of Information Act to come and declassify it. That's exciting.
Yeah, and he even wrote a book about it, but I didn't read his book, but you can read his book. So with the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification, they got a lot of information, obviously. Some of that information was associated with the Pentagon UFO videos. These are four specific videos that are associated with the Pentagon. They are grainy recordings. I say grainy because we'll get into high def later, but they're four of the most famous grainy recordings filmed with the forward-looking infrared, also known as FLIR, targeting. So these cameras are from the United States Navy fighter jets. So they are already on the fighter jet. They're always recording, and they just happen to pick up these UAPs. These jets are actually based aboard the aircraft carriers, one of them being the USS Nimitz from San Diego.
Ooh.
So out off the coast of San Diego, if you remember when we did our USO episode, Nimitz was the one that had seen it. The USO. So they saw it also not only with the naked eye from the pilots and just people who are maybe on the aircraft carrier, obviously, but also the FLIR. And the other aircraft carrier was the USS Theodore Roosevelt, who was launched originally in 1984 and saw her first action during the Gulf War.
Wow.
So actually did see action. So for Elizondo, he has claimed that since 2017, there is a government conspiracy to suppress evidence that UFOs are of extraterrestrial origin. So Lewis testified, and he stated, or was quoted, saying, "Let me be clear, UAPs are real. Advanced technologies are not made by our government or any other government. They are monitoring sensitive military installations around the globe." So basically these UAPs, they don't know where they're from, and they're very interested in our military. Mm-hmm. He said, furthermore, the U.S. is in possession of UAP technologies as some of our adversaries. He continued, stating, I believe we're in the midst of a multi-decade secretive arms race, one funded by a misallocated taxpayers' dollars hidden from our elected representatives and oversight bodies. To the incoming administration of Congress, I say to you, we need immediate public transparency, and this hearing is an important step to that journey. If we approach the UAP topic in the same way as Americans have met other challenges, we can restore our faith in our government institutions. So he's saying, like, there's no question, flat out, yes, there's UAPs, and yes, they're interested in our military, and the government is using taxpayer funds to try to figure it out.
What's funny is that he was part of the taxpayer funds, because he stated that in 2017 when he got the funding in 2007 for the secret mission. So it is like for the secret, you know.
Well, that's how he knows it's true.
Yeah.
Because he did it.
So the reason why they're not able to audit things correctly is because it's going to like secret things. But wouldn't it be so easy for Congress to just
unclassify those documents?
Or say, oh yeah, it's for this secret mission, and then really just pocket the money?
But they were actually doing the missions.
But they were, but they could at the same time.
Well, I'm sure maybe they didn't use all of it. Maybe they did pocket some. That's what we don't know.
Or just the government in general, like for other, like, oh, we're going to go do deep sea diving over here, like secret mission. And then they're like, and the deep sea diving is in Hawaii with my entire family for vacation. For, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, can't blame them. That's not good. So then we get into number eight, and number eight, it's the testimony of Mr. Michael Schellenberger. He is a co-founder of the Breakthrough Institute, a environmental research center located in Berkeley, California, and he also is associated with the California Peace Coalition. He states that while global warming is a concern, it's not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. It's not the end of the world, people. Mm-hmm. It's not the end of the world. And he advocates for the use of GMOs, industrial agriculture, fracking, and nuclear power as tools for environmental protection. So that's who he is. In his testimony, he testified saying, since my reporting on this immaculate constellation.
Are you having trouble?
I couldn't read my writing.
I'm like, I need to read for you.
Constellation. So he testified, since my reporting on this immaculate constellation last month, another source came forward who told me that they saw a roughly 3-minute long video. It was a high definition, full color video of a white orb UAP coming out of the ocean, approximately 20 miles off the coast of Kuwait.
Yeah, so it's not just here.
And it was filmed from a helicopter. Halfway through the video, the person said the orb was joined by a second orb that briefly comes into frame from the left before rapidly moving again out of the frame. His source was not named, but he said the person discovered the video on Sniper, which is the secure internet protocol router network, which the DoD uses to transmit classified information. So this is coming from the DoD directly.
And it's called Sniper?
It's
called Sniper. That's
super spooky.
So that is another instance where they have documentation of it being somewhere else, and it's the DOD who is documenting it. It's not some civilian mm-mm. with their cell phone or somebody out well, on
and
the boat.
And one of the most famous ones were from the 40s and the 50s and the 60s of the military being like, this is not our plane. This is not one of us.
Yeah.
Like, this is, and remember that famous one
mm-hmm.
that they use all over the place? And that is from our military that is seeing it in the sky. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was doing, and it was zipping.
It's at the Go Fast. That's one called Go Fast.
The one that was zipping, yeah. And it has the. And, yeah. But I mean, it's black and white because mm-hmm. back then that's all they had.
That's one of the four. That's one of the four ones the Pentagon has. There's yeah. four. That's one of, when I said the four grainy ones, yeah, that's one of them.
That's the most known one, I think.
Yeah.
They use it for everything.
Yeah, that one's called Go Fast.
Okay.
And they can look it up and find it, or maybe we can. So the number seven revelation is Lauren Boebert. Boebert serves as a United States representative for Colorado's 3rd Congressional District since 2021. She is a member of the Republican Party and known for her gun right advocacy. She supports Trump and has claimed that the 2020 election was stolen from him, and she did vote to overturn its results during the Electoral College vote count.
That's interesting. I like your little tidbit of facts.
Yeah.
Just to be like, yeah, this is mm-hmm. what, her little snippets.
Yeah, because we need to know who these people are, and there's a lot of Republicans, and there's a lot of Democrats, too, mm-hmm. and it's kind of nice to yeah. see both sides coming together on this.
Yeah, because even whenever you said about the guy from Berkeley, California, saying that the whole climate change isn't going to be the end of the world and global mm-hmm. warming and all that, I was like, wow, because Berkeley is such a liberal city, the college is very liberal,
yeah.
Just everything up there. I mean, that's next to Stanford and everything like that way, you know, like, everything by Stanford. It's all San Francisco.
Stanford's up there?
I think it was Stanford.
I thought Stanford is on the East Coast.
I thought so too, but now that I'm saying it, Juan.
I don't think Stanford's in.
Yeah, no, oh, university. Yeah.
Why did I always think that Stanford was on the East Coast?
Because it's one of the big,
yeah,
big, like Penn State and all those are all over there. And yeah. This is just, yes, but Stanford is here.
Oh, and that's cool.
You know who went to Stanford?
A lot of people.
Do you guys remember, okay, this is going to, like, Laguna Beach, the real OC?
Yes.
You know, the one, the very first season, and I think his name was Steven.
Steven, the boyfriend?
Yeah, that they were all fighting over Elsie and
Kristen
Calvary, whatever.
Yeah, I had a crush on Steven.
He went to Stanford.
And
my friend lived up in San Francisco, and she went to a party where he was at because we were the same age, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you went to a party with him?
No, my friend did.
Oh, my God.
No.
I was like, what?
No. She moved up there when we were younger, and she, I guess.
I mean, not that it matters now, but,
she
like,
said that, and she said that he went there. I mean, she could be full of shit. Like,
no,
I don't know.
He probably
but,
did. I mean.
But, yeah, that, yeah, because that's how I know that Stanford is up there, because of Laguna Beach.
I love that. I love how we get our sources are great.
So, anyways, yeah, so Stanford is up there with Berkeley, and they're all, like, really close in proximity, basically to Sacramento, San Francisco. They're all like right there, and it's very liberal there, and it's
yeah.
very save the whales, like very, you know,
mm-hmm.
like,
well,
reusable plastic or don't use plastic at all, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's
excuse me, sorry, I'm still getting over my cough.
Oh yeah,
my cold from
last
week.
So in Boebert's testimony, she started by saying, and now that we have all been cautioned in this committee hearing that the mention of the Pentagon's, this is important, the Pentagon's Immaculate Constellation Program would put us on a list. Well, I already find myself on many lists, I'm sure. I speak my mind often, so why not just keep going with it?
That's funny. I like it.
I like it. These are all spunky people. They're spunky. I like it. That's why I was like, we need to do an episode on this. This is great. There's a lot of comedy. She said, I may as well go out and say it. The earth is flat. Birds are government drones. We've never set foot on the moon.
Oh, my God.
And Joe Biden received 81 million votes in the 2020 election.
Oh, my gosh.
I love her.
No, keep going. That even gets better.
So let's just see how many lists we can get on here today.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
We like you, Lauren Boebert.
Yeah, that's funny.
From Colorado, who's also Blue State.
I'm so interested that she is on, like, can you imagine being on oath, like, in front of a judge, in front of all these people, and just be like, dude, let's go. Like, this is it.
Well, actually, she was the one asking the questions. She was, like, she's
the one of the moderators.
No. So the way the panel works is there's one, like, the Nancy Mace is, like, the main, like, hearing person, and then they have all the U.S. senator representatives, and they kind of flank her, and then they have the four witnesses, and so Boebert is one of the ones flanking Nancy Mace, who is basically commentating on and questioning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but it's still funny. I like that. She's still on oath, because anything you say, either side, is still on oath. So she did go on to say, where was I? Oh, let's see how many lists I can get on today. Yeah. Then she goes on to ask. So she's asking the witness or whistleblower, Mr. Schellenberger. She says, I think that I understand from this hearing that classifying information like this is not in the best interest of the people. Is that correct? And then his answer, it like kind of cut off, but he was basically like, yes. Like,
yeah, and that makes sense because you don't want like worldwide panic that UFOs are coming and this is all bad. Yeah. But at the same time, like Berkeley dude like says the global warming isn't going to kill the world, but maybe the aliens will.
Maybe.
You know, like, I'm not saying he said that. He didn't say that, but that's what I'm thinking. Like, what if the aliens do instead of global warming? Maybe that's what he's trying to hint at. Like, don't worry about that. The aliens are coming.
But if you really think about it, if there's nothing else in the world, we are the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're on a planet. We are aliens.
I think that aliens are us from the future. From like, 20,000, 50,000 years, and that we're time traveling. Like, they're time travelers.
Yeah. And a lot of people think that they're interdimensional beings. And a lot of people think they're demons in disguise.
It could be a lot of things.
So, or they just are demons. I don't know. So then we get.
Yeah, I mean, like, why would they have to be in disguise? Yeah, they already don't look like us. That'd be the reptilians.
They're in disguise as aliens.
Right? Like, I'm confused. They're going to disguise themselves. Wouldn't they just be like, hey, I'm a human? That would be a skinwalker. Like, that would be the demon that they're trying to, like, hey, I'm a dog. Like, now I'm going to eat your face.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay. So, are those VHSs digitally remastered?
We were talking about VHS earlier about the black diamonds being worth, because they're doing their rotation again on the internet where they're like, the black diamond Beauty and the Beast is worth $20 million. And I'm like, dude, I have all the black diamonds. And as my husband is walking by, Heather goes, what's so special about the black diamonds? Are they digitally remastered? And Brad literally stops and he looks over like, it's a VHS. You can't digitally remaster, like, a tape. It's not DVD, you idiot.
I mean, it made sense in the moment.
Like, what's so special? Are they digitally remastered? Yeah, bitch. When you buy the DVD, that's when they're digitally remastered.
That makes more sense.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
So, back to here.
Now we're on number six.
Number six.
Number six. We're so close to number one. Nancy Mace asked Mr. Elizondo. Elizondo's the witness. You state in your testimony that advanced technologies not by our government or any other government are monitoring sensitive military installations around the globe. She questions him. If these technologies are not made by government, who is making them?
Good question.
Who's making them?
Yep.
Private companies? Or are you implying they are crafted by non-human intelligence? Remember, it's all about you got to ask the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Elizondo, he answers, stating it may be both. When it comes to Blue Force technologies...
Ooh, what's that?
I would not be able to discuss... We would have to be in a skiff.
He does not.
He skiffed us.
He did not.
It's getting skiffy.
Eek.
It's getting skiffy.
Ooh. Okay.
So it is Blue Force Technologies.
And there's not a lot on it. Anduril. A-N-D-U-R-I-L. I cannot say that. Anduril.
Well, right here.
By drone maker Blue Force Technologies.
It's an aerospace company based in...
Morrisville, North Carolina. So, that's interesting. Anduril acquires drone fighter, making Blue Force as DOD. Wow. I don't know. It just sounds really cool.
Yeah, so that might be one to deep dive more into. What is a Blue Force technology?
I want to make parts for them.
Yes. Yeah. So he can't discuss. And then she asks him, are you read into secret UAP crash retrieval programs? He answers, we would have to have a conversation in a closed session, ma'am.
Skiff. Fucking skiff. We're so over the skiffs.
He's skiffing us.
I'm sick of the skiffing.
I don't want to be skiffed. I want all the knowledge. He did go on to say that the U.S. government has been involved in UAP crash retrieval operations and the search for alien life. And this had a huge impact. He stated that, yes, the government has done secret UAP crash retrieval programs, which include reverse engineering of alien craft.
Of course they have. Why wouldn't you if you have one?
So that was like a bombshell that, yes,
yeah.
He's saying, yes, we've done
but it. Okay, I guess not everybody understands that we've done that. But, like, I have no doubt in my mind that we've done it. If we have it, we've done it. If they're real, we've done it. I feel like the Seven Rings songs.
Oh, yeah. If I want it, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's fun, though.
I love Ariana Grande's voice, but I don't, like, follow her songs.
No, I don't either. I just like that one song.
But I do. She's very talented.
She's the one that's in Wicked right now, right? That
yeah.
Is coming out this Friday? Mm-hmm. Like, in 2 days? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, when we went to Universal Studios last...
Everything was Wicked, I'm
Everything
sure.
was Wicked.
Everything would have to be. They've been recording for, like, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the SAG...
The
protest,
I'm like,
whatever.
The signs,
yeah. Yeah, the protest of the SAG writers, the Writers Guild, or whatever the fuck
mm-hmm.
happened and delayed,
yeah.
like, a year of acting and stuff, and then COVID and all that. They started filming, like, right
like
after
as they
COVID,
could.
Yeah. Yeah, and then that happened, and so she's like, I saw her in an interview, and she's like, dude, it's been, like, 3 fucking years. Like, this has been my life for 3 years. I breathe blue or pink now. And the other chick was like, I just live in green at this point. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, we're just blue, we're pink and green, and that's all we know at this point in our life.
Yeah, and then you would think that now they have to do all the promotions.
Yeah.
They're probably so
they're
over it.
Yeah, I feel bad for them. But that's as much as I know about Ariana Grande, other than she licked the donut. Wasn't that her?
Yeah.
At the donut store?
Yeah, she apologized for that, so we'll forgive her.
I mean, it's been like 6 years and we're still talking about it, so it must have been a big deal.
It's pretty grody. Grody.
Anyways.
Number five.
I'm surprised that Wicked wasn't a...
no interest in watching Wicked.
Well, so Brad's seen the Broadway show, because that was, like, a big deal, like, 15 years ago. Wicked was, like, big or whatever, and he went there once. But,
Do you know that Britney Spears went to go watch Wicked, and she walked out, like, in the middle of it?
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, so,
Like, the old one, not Disney.
I can't believe that... Well, I guess Ariana Grande was a Nickelodeon star, but I just can't believe that Disney wouldn't have their little hands on this.
Oh, yeah.
It's so weird.
That is,
like,
weird.
I feel like it's really weird that Disney's not part of this. But they have Moana 2 coming out, and that's their big thing.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that.
Yeah, that's, like, their big thing, but they're not going to be able to compete with Wicked, I don't think.
I don't know. I will probably end up watching it, but I just don't have really much interest.
I'm not going to the theater to watch it.
No.
Although, you know what? Honestly, I think the only way that I'll sit through it is if I'm, like, strapped to the seat at the theater.
Because it's going to be, like, a lot of singing and...
Yeah, I think that's the only way I'll be able to watch all of it.
I like singing, but, like, I like her voice.
I like Disney songs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Universal songs.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that pans out. So, number five of our top 10 UAP hearing, November 24, Unlocked Revelations.
Wow, look at you getting all...
Nancy Mace stated, Representative Luna... just told me, this is kind of, like, trippy. This might affect us.
Okay.
This could affect our podcast.
Really?
Yeah, and if you don't hear from us anymore, thank you so much for watching. And
why? Tell me what's going to happen.
Thank you for being our ride or dies.
Oh, my God. What's
going to
happen?
Find us on Rumble or somewhere else where you can talk freely.
I heard X. We're good. We should be good on X.
Oh, Musk will save us. Okay.
Musk will save us.
I said Musk. Musk will save us.
I know.
It sounded like muscle.
Muscle. Okay.
He has a new nickname. Okay, you can't read it. Okay.
I'm nervous.
Representative Luna just told me if I say Immaculate Constellation... I'll be on some list. Maybe a FISA warrant. So come at me, bro.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense yet, but it will. Schellenberger went on to say, the report that was just shared with the Congress. Don't look at that yet.
Sorry, I'm trying to Googling things.
No, this is important. The report that was just shared with Congress says Immaculate Constellation serves as a central part of the U.S. app that consolidates observations of UAPs by both tasked and untasked collection platforms, which includes high-quality imagery, intelligence, and measurements, and signature intelligence of UAPs. Basically, it's the most detailed fucking information you can get about UAPs. He went on to say, they cannot name the source, but somebody high ranking in the government who knows this shit warned that simply printing the name Immaculate Constellation could trigger a government surveillance under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, of whoever publishes it. And because we're saying this and we're publishing this on media, we could be under government surveillance under the Foreign Intelligence Act.
What?
So you're not allowed to say Immaculate Constellation.
I'm all Googling it now.
Immaculate.
Yeah. All right, well, it'll fix itself. What the fuck? How do you spell it? All right. What? Why? I need to know more information. Is a highly secretive Pentagon program allegedly tied to a UFO or UAP retrieval? It focuses on recovering and investigating and reverse engineering alien technology. Oh, no. That's so interesting. Ooh. There's the yeah. fast one or whatever. What'd you call it? The fast?
Go-go, I think.
The go-fast.
Go-fast, go-fast.
Yeah.
So.
The go-go. I'm all the fast fast.
Go-go. The Fisher of whoever publishes it, he went on to say the government has footage. Footage of UAPs, in fact, that they are sitting on a large amount of videos and pictures.
Holy fuck!
I don't know why this one wasn't number one. I feel like this should have been number one. But
that's what I was just thinking. I was like, what else do you have? Fuck! So does that mean that we're going, I'm on the FBI list because I Googled it?
I don't know.
There's no way because look, I don't know. There's not, like, everything that's on here, it's like it goes straight to Representative Nancy Mace. It's like .gov.
Yeah, because
it's, you're not allowed to unclassified, blah, blah, blah. You're not, oh my God, house.gov. Like, what the fuck?
And look at FISA, FISA warrant.
No, I did. I already looked at that. And that's when you were like, don't look at things.
Oh, what is it?
Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act was introduced on May 18th, 1977 by Senator Ted Kennedy and was signed into law by President Carter on October 25th, 1978. The bill, okay, so what does it mean though?
Well, if you get a warrant, I think you get like arrest. I mean, a warrant is like a warrant for your arrest, right? So they have official warrants.
Yeah, to oversee requests for surveillance warrants against foreign spies inside the U.S. by federal law enforcement. But how would that be a foreign spy? Just by saying like, hey.
I don't know, but.
They can do wiretap, so.
Are they tapping us at our studio?
I'd be more worried about the Men in Black coming than them.
I don't know. They said that on, like, that was testimony.
I wonder if they're part of the Men in Black.
Maybe.
I wonder if they're the ones that send out the Men in Black.
Oh, probably. Maybe that is the Men in Black. Yeah.
Maybe that is. Yeah.
Because they have to have, like, their goons or whatever.
And the Men in Black are their goons. Pop them.
They're henchmen.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm coming for you. So, that was number five, folks. Now we're on to number four. Number four, Michael Gold is a speaker. We haven't heard of Michael Gold before. Michael Gold is NASA's, now we get into NASA,
mm-hmm.
NASA's former associate administrator of space policy and partnerships. A member of the organization's independent UAP study team. NASA has UAP study team.
Of course they do. They would have to. That would be the one place where I would think that they would.
Yeah. He has worked in the private sector as an executive at the now defunct Bigelow Aerospace, headed by Robert Bigelow. So getting...
What?
Yeah. So he used to work for the private sector... And it was a Bigelow Aerospace.
When did...
I don't know when it ended. We'd have to look. I didn't get dates. This is just like little snippets of who
oh
they are.
Oh, my God. But Bigelow, that's like the whole like...
The tea.
The Deuce Bigelow male gigolo thing, that movie.
Oh, and then there's also like Bigelow Tea, right?
Oh, I don't know.
There used to be.
I just know that movie and I was too young to watch it. And I just know it's bad.
It's not that bad when you watch it now. It's dumb.
I just think of, whenever I think of, like, Bigelow, I just think of a dick now. Because I'm like, oh, this is bad. Because it came out when I was, like, 12, 13, 14 or something.
So he was, like a wannabe womanizer type of guy. Mm. But he wasn't good at it. Well, maybe okay. He was. I don't remember. So Michael Gold testified stating... The NASA brand is synonymous with hope, optimism, and credibility.
I think so, too.
If you were to walk down to the National Mall, you would immediately see the NASA logo on T-shirts, bumper stickers, hats. You know, there was a big trend when a lot of kids were wearing, like, NASA. I have a NASA one.
Yeah, no, my kids have NASA shit.
Yeah, like, we have NASA.
Didn't you see Cody's shirt today?
Yeah. It had the astronaut, and it said, like, something about our future, or something future is bright, or our future is so bright, or... Mm-hmm. And he, like, he saw it, and he was like, oh, my God, because I went through all their shirts, and I actually, like, because Cody and Jake were the same size, you know, and they always share clothes, so I switched up their shirts, and I divided them, and was like, here's your own drawer, to, like, try to be, like, this is your own stuff, and so I gave him that shirt, and he found it today, and I just did that, like, 3 days ago, he found it, he's like, this is the coolest shirt ever! I don't think he's ever seen it.
I when he walked in, and he's like, Heather's here? And then he's like, and then Brad's like, look around the room, like, or look over here. And I was like, hi, first thing I said is, I like your shirt.
Yeah, and that's how he was earlier. I thought he said it to you.
No,
when he walked out this morning, he's like, this is the coolest shirt ever.
No, like, I was
all
just,
excited.
I was just like, you know me, I like anything in space or sci-fi or NASA. So I'm like, oh, I like your shirt.
Yeah.
So he went on to say that a few federal agencies enjoy this popularity. Few federal agencies enjoy this popularity. I've never seen anyone wearing an office of... I'm totally messing up this man's joke. This is a joke he said. Let me start over.
You want me to say it then? I'm just kidding.
No, because, like, we were talking, and then it was in the middle of the joke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's all just right, it's not going to make sense.
Okay.
So he says that you would see the bumper stickers, the hats,
yeah,
and everything
the
around.
Yeah, all that, yeah.
And then he says... Few federal agencies enjoy this popularity. I've never seen anyone wearing an Office of Personal Management t-shirt. Okay, you know, that was it.
Okay.
But he delivered it much better than I did. And then, you know, like, everybody, like,
they're all, like,
they're
dad
all
jokes.
Laughing.
They're all laughing because they're all dads and moms. And they're like, oh, this is so funny. And this whole, like, strict, like,
the U.S. representatives of America. So they're like, that's why when she said, like, come on, bro.
Oh, my God.
Okay, cool. We're using that.
Yeah. And then they wonder why they wonder why we all the whole country laughs at us, and they wonder why. I don't see the French saying bro.
But we have Trump now, and he says a lot, so it's great. So he went on to say NASA could, with relatively little cost and effort, host a symposia on UAPs or even just participate in existing panels examining the topic. NASA's personnel stepping forward and participating in such discussions would make a powerful statement to the scientific community that UAPs should be taken seriously and researched accordingly. Because it is a lot of ha-ha jokes, but it does need to be taken seriously. For relatively little cost and effort, NASA could create an AI or ML algorithm that could search the agency's archives for anomalous phenomenon. I suspect that such an effort would not only result in information that would help us to understand UAPs, but it also could result in information and data that will assist in other areas of scientific inquiry, such as anomalous weather or meteorite activity. So not just UAPs, like, we could see all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's a lot happening in space.
There is.
And the
atmosphere. It just keeps going. And the more you look, the smaller you feel, and the more my head gets... Every time I think about space, my head wants to explode.
Yeah.
There's just so much. And there's been a lot of talk about black holes lately.
I have seen a lot of talk about black holes also. And the other thing, too, is basically he is representing NASA in a sense, but he's also putting pressure on NASA and kind of, like, sparking the, like, conversation. Like, hey, why we use AI for all these cute little filters and all this fun stuff.
Yeah,
and
why don't we use it for actually technology? But you know what? They are.
They are, but
I think
not
that,
NASA.
No, I think that they are, and that it's just all confidential right now. And in 50 years, we'll find out that they have been, because I feel like the technology that we get as, like, civilians and humans and normal people... normal people. It's so cute. The kids are always like, when I grow up and I'm a human, I'm like, you are a human, child.
They mean adult.
Yeah. But you know, like, I think that by the time we get the filters, we get the stuff, they've already, like, used it, figured it out. They've already, like, by, it's already, like, 20 years old to them. Well, we're getting, like, the old shit.
Oh, yeah, so we're getting, like, the dumbed-down version.
Yeah, 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 we're getting, like, the iPhone 1 or, like, the iPod or the MP3 player, and they're getting the fucking iPod fucking, you know, whatever, or the iPhone 20, and we're down here with the MP3 player. You know what I mean? With, they can hold, like, 20 songs, and we're like, woohoo! And they're over there, like, you know, with their satellite phones and shit.
Yeah. No, I can see that. No, I agree. I can see that definitely being the way
by the time we get it, it's like old news to them.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so easy for, like, Apple, for example, to come out with a new phone so often, because they've already made 10 new phones probably.
Yeah, for the people, for the others.
And they just release them slowly. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to slow drip us stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So then we get into the top three. We're in the top three now. So number three is Dr. Gallaudet. And he is a retired Navy Rear Admiral. That's all I got on him.
Okay.
I looked him up extensively that I could, and
there's nothing, huh?
He's like shadow banned or something. There's nothing.
Wow.
He's
like scrubbed. That's almost fun.
He's like scrubbed. I bet you'll find him.
I know. Hold on. Just give me a second. Yeah.
I wrote it phonetically.
Yeah, no, I know. I saw that. I like that. That's how I do things, too.
Because his name is...
I would say Gallaudet. He has a whole university after him.
I don't think that's him.
Okay, hold on. Navy, right?
Navy Admiral. Admiral. They were calling him Admiral. Navy Admiral. Because Admiral would be, like, his rank, I guess.
Timothy Gallet, oceanographer, retired Rear Admiral.
Oh, you got it. Okay, yeah, read it. Who is he?
Why not? Here, straight from Wikipedia. Timothy. Oh, shit. Okay, never mind. Tim.
Just read the stuff right here.
Hold on. Okay. Timothy Cole Gallaudet is an American oceanographer and retired Rear Admiral in the United States Navy. Gallaudet worked for the U.S. Department of Commerce as the acting Undersecretary of Commerce for the Oceans and Atmosphere and acting administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmosphere Administration, NOAA. As of 2024, he is the CEO of Ocean STL Consulting LLC and hosts the American Blue Economy podcast. So you guys, oh, and it says Gallaudet is...
He has a podcast?
Yes, and he says that he is a prominent member of the UFO community. He says he has seen footage of unidentified anomalous phenomena, UAPs, and... USOs while on active duty in the U.S. Navy and has expressed support for David Grush.
Oh,
whistleblower claims in the U.S. Congress.
Hey, if, Grush is always trying to put us in a skiff, though.
If.
But we love Grush, but let's get out of the skiff, Grush.
If you guys had heard our past UAP, David Grush was a big whistleblower in the first UAP disclosure hearing, but he's always in a skiff. So
poor guy. It's not his fault though. It's like putting baby in a corner. I said that before, but
yeah. So look at this. He is a research affiliate with Avi Loeb's the Galileo project that searches for evidence of extraterrestrial ET technological artifacts. I'm like Elmer Fudd, right? Isn't that the one that's like, da 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 da, or Porky Pig? It's Porky Pig. That's like, extra, 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 E.T. He just makes a whole new word for it.
Like, y'all come back, man.
Oh, I want to do the Galileo project.
Write it down. Okay, baby.
You guys, don't let me forget. We're going to do Galileo project.
Okay, so number three.
Oh. We're still on number
three. Did you just see what I did?
Three.
I went number three. Like, legit. Number three. That was, like, a 1984 moment. It's three, people.
Okay, so...
If you believe it, three, it's three.
So, we're now... Yes. Correct. Give me that. Thank you. All right, go ahead.
So, we get into his testimony. He states, I received an email... on a Navy secured network from the operations officer of the U.S. Fleet Forces Command. The email is addressed to all the subordinates, commanders, and the subject line read in all caps, urgent safety, a flight issue, in all caps. The text of the email was very brief, but very alarming, with to the words of effect, if any of you know what these are, please tell me ASAP in all caps. And then they attached a video.
Okay.
The now unclassified video showed an unidentified object exhibiting flight and structural characteristics unlike anything in our arsenal.
So, but
this is his testimony.
But and the unidentified thing was saying help?
No, no, no.
Oh, I thought the unidentified thing was saying like safety, 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 help. Like, I need help.
The email was saying, okay, like, fucking help. This is, like, this is in our skies. Help. SOS.
Oh,
like,
okay. What I thought this? That they were cut. They were, like, man down. Like, well, could you imagine?
Oh, Mayday, like a Mayday.
Yeah. Could you imagine if we were time traveling?
And you had a, yeah, okay.
And in 20,000 years in the future, and we come back here, and we're like, what the fuck is it? Mayday, Mayday. Mayday. Mayday.
Yeah. No, was it, well, was it Mayday from the, you keep, we're like, sorry. Earthquake.
Yeah, well, we are California. In California.
The, okay, so he said it was unlike anything in our arsenal. This is a quote. The implication of the email was clear. The author was asking, whether any of the recipients were aware of classified technology demonstrations that could explain these objects. Maybe there's an explanation. This video is now known as the Go Fast video.
Oh!
The Go Go.
Oh,
we
were calling Go Fast, Go. Fast. I was fast, saying fast. Go, go, go. Yeah, together we got it.
Go Fast video. He went on to say, the very next day, that email disappeared from my account.
Ooh.
And all those other recipients without without explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, the commander of Fleet Force Command and the operations officer never discussed the subject, even during weekly meetings specifically designed to address issues affecting exercises like the one in which the Theodore Roosevelt Strict Group was participating. So exactly.
Spooky.
Yeah, exactly what they saw that they were supposed to be talking about. They're just like, nothing to see here.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
What, and now what it's unclassified. Email? Yeah, and now it's unclassified.
Well, the video is unclassified now, yeah. But it was basically they scrubbed the email.
That's crazy.
The government, Men in Black,
yeah,
whoever scrubbed it. Number two, revelation. Mr. Gold again starts by saying, science requires data which should be collected without bias or prejudice. Yet, whenever the topic of UAP arises, those who wish to explore the phenomenon are often confronted with resistance and ridicule.
True.
Yeah, and we heard that a lot in
the
first hearing.
Yes, true.
Equally.
I agree.
So then, yeah. So this is Mr. Gold. That was Mr. Gold. And then there's Mr. Galladay.
Yeah.
And then he chimes in and he says, equally concerning the last year's UAP hearing. So he addresses last year's UAP hearing. Also revealed that elements of the government are engaged in a disinformation campaign to include personal attacks designed to discredit UAP whistleblowers, having never signed a non-disclosure agreement regarding UAPs, and now as a private citizen, I have become an advocate for greater UAP transparency from the government. Wow. So it's like, he's now just trying to advocate for everybody.
Hey, like, let's get this shit out here. Like, I've already seen some shit. Let's keep it going. That one, yeah.
And we get into the number
one.
Number one. And what this could is
it be? That's crazy.
This is an exchange between Moscovich and Elizondo. And Moscovich is a U.S. representative of Florida, the 23rd congressional district, and he has been since 2023. Moscovich starts the exchange because he is the one questioning Elizondo. And he starts the exchange by saying, I am a recovering lawyer. So I'm going to put my hat on for a second. Mr. Elizondo, you said that you signed a document. Love that. Who gave that to you? Elizondo said, the U.S. government, sir. Moscovich asked him, do you have a copy of it? Elizondo said, it's stored in the skiff. Right now, I do not have possession of it. The U.S. government does.
Fucking skiffs.
So, like, that, he didn't even get a copy of what he signed. Mm-hmm. Moscovich asks, what department gave you the document? Elizondo stated, I will say the Department of Defense. Unfortunately...
Mm-mm. I think you go to yeah. first.
My notes are all over the place a lot yeah. of the time. Unfortunately, I can't say in this forum more than that. So the skiff has to go in the skiff.
Yeah.
The skiff's already in the skiff.
Yeah, so it's over. Like, it's already done. It's gone. It's gone.
It's the incineration thing.
It got
double skiffed.
Yeah, it's done.
Bye-bye.
For another 50 years.
So then Moscovich says, you specifically said the document you cannot talk about crash retrieval. Well, you know, it's a joke. It's a joke, and I'm so bad at delivery.
You are. So if you guys could see us, for the podcasters, the Spotifyers, if you could see us, we're like right now, we're like fighting over the notebook to try to be like, I'm like, dude, she wrote it all, but I'm like, I can read your writing from here. Give me the fucking paper. And she had already, like, she has her notes all over the place, and she had already told me earlier, like, oh, I have to go here, to this page, to this page, to this page. And I was like, oh, put the paper clip in the right spot. You should
do number one. Do number one.
What? I can't do number... Okay.
Okay. Start with a joke.
What?
You're better at delivery. Okay. Well, I don't know if you can make sense of it.
Escovich says, I can't say in this forum more than that.
No, it's not Escovich. It's Elizondo.
Okay, and then Moscovich. Sorry.
Moscovich.
Elizondo.
And Elizondo.
Okay, so Elizondo. I can't say this in this forum more than that. Moscovich. Whatever, the mousy dude says, you specifically said the document you can't talk about, crash retrieval. Well, you know, you can't talk about Fight Club if there is no Fight Club. And Elizondo says, correct. Mouse says, okay, I'm just making an observation. You're not a conspiracy theorist. You actually have a legitimate background. Elizondo, well, sir, I'm certainly not a conspiracy theorist. I'm fact-based. Mouse, so when you're in this room, I want to paint the picture here. You're by yourself. You're in a skiff. So you're by yourself in a private soundproof room. I'm adding in my own shit.
Yeah.
How long is the, my word, fucking document? And he goes on, Escovich says, what's his name? Elizondo says, it's about.
You're combining the names.
Yeah.
But I like when you call them mouse better.
It's about a page front and back. And this was, and that's the end.
That's the end. Like, that's literally it.
Your closing statement.
So, the closing statement is.
So
basically, it ends on the
skiff. The skiff. That's what always fucks us. Every fucking time that we do this shit, it ends on a skiff. So, you know what's going to happen? In a year and a half, we'll be back, baby, for 2026, the UAP disclosure hearing. When they unskiff that shit.
Well, they'll unskiff a couple things.
And then they'll have a whole fucking hearing. How long was this hearing? The last one was 4 hours. How long was this one? I'd love to know.
I don't remember. It was long.
Oh.
It was long enough that I was like,
there's no way we're doing this again, right? Like, the whole, like, because there's, like, six or seven parts of the last one.
No, this is, we're only doing the top
next. No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. That
the first time, because you went.
Because I didn't know.
It was huge, though.
I didn't know.
And, yeah, she was like, dude, Jenna, I can't even. Like, why is this still happening? And I'm like, I don't know. What? And you it's like episode, like part, like, five. You're and she's like, I'm halfway there. And I'm like, how are you halfway there? It's been, like, 3 months. Like, what the fuck? And she was, like, literally, like, she was the court transcriber for this shit.
I felt like it.
So, anyways, we do our research, people. But so what's going to happen is that they're going to have another one then. Is that how they kind of ended it?
Yeah, they're going to have another one. They're always going to have another one. And because there's always going to be something to disclose. There's always going to be unclassified,
more information coming out every fucking time. But now we're talking about it. So it's like, it's great because we're not crazy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The UFO believers are not crazy anymore. And they are validating us to be like, no, you're not crazy.
Well, that's why I made that one, like, the number one, because it's like they talk about conspiracy theories and they're
I'm scientific, fact-based. I'm this, I'm that. Like, no, like, you need a scientific based, and this is the facts, like, unbiased. This is it.
Mm-hmm. But the real big thing, too, is the taxpayer funds being possibly pretty much almost confirmed that they are.
Well, no, it is. $22 million went to there for 5 years, which isn't that bad considering we spent, like, what was it, $200 billion last year to Ukraine or whatever. So, I mean, you know, $22 million in the scheme of shit is really not that much for a 5-year fucking deal.
But it's allocated funds.
But at the same time, How can I say this correctly without, like, having a bunch of people jump down my throat? At the same time, so any public government, whatever, has to say where their money is being allocated to. However, if it is for something, like, they're not going to be like, hey, we're making a bomb to go kill fucking this country over here. They're not going to put that as.
No.
They can't. It has to be a classified thing. And there's so, as we've been seeing, there's so many classified things. I mean, you can go on the Freedom of Information Act website and see all the classified shit that has been released, you know, in the past, whatever. And you can see all the money that's been allocated. But the problem is that when they're being audited by their own, like, quote unquote, like, government people, there needs to be justification as too far as, like, this is our secret mission. So, hey, you have the security clearance, Heather, for the FBI, IRS, the fucking whatever. Mm-hmm. So you come and do our audit, make sure that you think everything is on the up and up and you know about our secret fucking whatever.
Yeah.
And then you go report back to your boss and be like, yep, it's on the up and up. It's fine. Like, it's all secret. Yeah. It's skiffy. But
it's skiffy, but it's all good.
But yeah, like, so there needs to be, like,
there needs to be greater transparency on funding.
But they do. If you go look up, like, San Diego Unified School District, you can see where every dollar is being spent and this and that. And you can actually go and you can audit them yourselves. If you wanted to go through every, like, for the state of California, you go through every county and be like, this 3% of this income, this state tax that they imposed on us, 3% is supposed to go to education or the lottery. You can go and you can do the math yourself and you're supposed to be able to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But if there are top secret shit, obviously, that's not going to be there.
No. Like, also, there's a lot of...
And that's the scary part. And they can't be transparent about it. So you kind of have to trust your government officials at that point.
There's also a lot of private sector that they get their private funding and they do it all privately.
Well, who cares about that? Because if it's private sector and they're getting privately funded, that would be me giving you $5 to go fucking make a bomb or fucking whatever. You know what I mean? Go do your whatever. That my $5 has already been taxed. So my $5 giving you, that's done.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's like a kid
buying pot, like, whatever. Like, nobody's going to IRS audit that because it's already been fucking, the $5 has already been taught. Funny how you, like, well, because I'm trying to think of what's $5. Like, I don't fucking know. What's $5? I don't think pot's $5. Maybe a joint.
Probably a joint is $5.
It used to be. I don't know. I haven't bought a joint
in a long time.
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever bought a joint. But you know what? I will say that you used
to... I think a joint's like a gram, though. So that'd be like $20.
Wow, that's expensive. When I remember when you can go into the... I remember when you can go into the liquor store and you can buy one cigarette.
For one quarter.
No, it was 10 cents.
Shut up!
When I was 16, it was 10 cents.
When I was 16, it was a quarter!
And they used
fucking
to,
inflation!
They used to sell them to me.
Yeah, I had the Escalade. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
it doesn't matter. We don't go there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's off of Fallacita Center City or whatever.
That is so funny.
Yeah, it was at the same place. No. They don't even have it there anymore.
I know.
It's been, like, gone or whatever. It's gone now. I mean, I think there's, like, a Walgreens or something there now. But anyways, well, that was our show. That was my you Spotify people, iHeartRadio people, did I tell you that iHeartRadio is better to listen to us than Spotify?
Yes.
Okay, so however you're listening to this podcast, you can see all of our fun gestures, and that the would have made way more sense if you were looking at us. So go to our Facebook or Instagram, YouTube, all of it, and go look at us live for fun. And you can see our pretty faces.
TikTok.
Yeah. And you can see our over-the-top animation faces. And yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for listening. And we can't wait for the next UAP disclosure hearing in probably 2026. We'll be here. I hope you guys are too. And
don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.
And email us at conspiraciesunlocked@gmail.com.
Bye.